very, very pleasant night for a bit of a change. For those of you who are here in Newport for the first time tonight, you may not have realized, but it's been raining for the last 2 days. And these very wonderful jazz concerts that have been going on in the Newport Jazz Festival have been played in the rain, but again to very amazing crowds, to show that I suppose the jazz has an awful lot of loyal enthusiasts up in the New England area. However, we found out this afternoon that a good share of the audience happens to come from New York and places that are quite far distant from Newport. So I suppose we might say we're talking to a very cosmopolitan group. Also, this is the first time I've had the opportunity of hearing the Duke Ellington Band play the Star Spangled Banner, and I think they did a very wonderful job. As you well know, those of you who have been around jazz for a little while, and even those who are brand new at this thing, one of the outstanding names is a very important name is that of Duke Ellington. I'd hate to say how long he's been in the business, but it hasn't been too long really, has it, Duke?
And the
group of men that are with him are all a bunch and a wonderful group of individual musicians that are considered among the best in the field of jazz. And certainly when working together under the direction and the very wonderful inspiration of Duke Ellington, one of the most capable groups in the field of jazz at the present moment. I think you know some of them. I'll run down real quick, like Harry Carney sitting over there with that wonderful baritone, a boy from Boston. We take great pride in that because he's one of our Boston very best musicians. Right next to him is a guy with a wonderful smile and always got a little bit of a joke on his tongue, is Russian, Russell Prokop. Almost twisted on that one. Russell. And the next one is a famous name, too, whom you've known a long time with the Duke, is Johnny Hodges on alto. And here over in the corner, kind of hidden behind the Duke, is again another boy from down in this area. Actually, whether it's Pawtucket or Brockton, but it's in this area anyway, and that's, of course, Paul Gonzalez on tenor. Moving up very quickly, up in the trombone section, we've got three stalwart gentlemen. Starting on my far left, there's Britt Woodman. Moving in is John Saunders, who unfortunately happens to come from Brooklyn. The very wonderful Lawrence Brown, who is again another wonderful figure in jazz and with the Duke for a long time. Going way back is the wonderful Cat Anderson. And from Philadelphia. And then Willie Cook, playing very wonderful trumpet. And over here and on the drums, of course, and playing the very unique double bass drums, which you may have noticed, and you can read the sign too, it says Sam Woodyard. And tonight sitting in is Al Lucas on bass. I'm going to turn it over to the Duke and let him kind of introduce, because he does it very facilely and very easily. So it's Duke Ellington.
Thank you very much, Father O'Connor. Ladies and gentlemen, our first selection brings Cat Anderson, Quentin Jackson, and Russell Prokop to the microphone. One of our oldest, the Black and Tan Fantasy.